I'm still leaning into my spirit animal, Fro Bird, listening to Leotine Price, as well as flipping completely to a different genre as I get my bounce on with Megan Thee Stallion. And I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I've enjoyed creating it. Thanks. So I don't know if this is obsessive, but since I've adopted Frobird as my spirit animal, I'm realizing just how beautiful the northern cardinal is. And plus, how cool is that bird? It's with the male northern cardinal with a fro. That just displays so beautifully on top of my blog post, so that's why I keep on using that picture. It can be a little intimidating. That direct stare will stop somebody dead in their tracks, won't it? But anyway, the bird itself is such a beautiful color with that brilliant red and orange hued feathers. And it just has such a magical form, as you have heard in previous episodes. There's a difference between the female and male cardinal, which is astounding in itself. But even some of the female northern cardinals have red, oranges in their feathers. And there are also different colors of cardinals. They can be range in color from more oranges to yellow hues. But the female cardinal is no slouch and no joke. Depending on their diet, the time of year, and their age, they too can look, but not as overall decked out in red plumes like the male cardinal. They actually have a degree of red and orange and pink even hues in their feathers too. And they also look pretty badass while they fly too. And I think the idea of flying above it all, looking for seeds and nuts, I can get with that. Just the freedom of it all. And then heading south when it gets too cold up north, I can dig that too. You are listening to the musical stylings of probably one of the greatest, or is the greatest soprano of all times, Madame Leotine Price, as she sings "O Holy Night," and I also will play a small portion of her Ave Maria. You know, I was actually doing fine until this part of the podcast when I started researching and adding the recordings of Madame Price to my blog post. My mother passed away over 23 years ago, and I haven't really spoken of her or remember her or my grandmother since the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. She passed away 23 years ago of metastatic breast cancer. I think if she had lived a little bit longer and had been able to get into either a trial or at MD Anderson, or even the Cancer Centers of America, where she could have actually gotten immunomodulatory and other therapies. Even with stage 4 breast cancer, there is a lot of therapy now that actually will allow you to control the disease, although you don't get into remission. So I remember her in the fact that she used to watch this time of year these Christmas specials, and her favorite, at least I thought it was, her favorite song was actually "O Holy Night." I remember her voice soaring through the house as she sang this song with such clarity and gusto. While most of her sisters claimed alto, she was clearly a soprano. I always think with a little bit of encouragement and training, she would have made it out of Prince Anne County, now Virginia Beach, and had a similar trajectory as Madame Price. Just like any art form, I think she came to appreciate opera and probably Marian Anderson and Leotine Price later in age, when she can afford to do it. But she had actually already been married to my trifling father and had both me, my sister, and I. But Madame Price left small time Laurel, Mississippi to be trained at Juilliard, and then she received the longest standing ovation for her performance in Il Trovatore in 1961, a whopping 42 minutes. And I can only imagine my mom with similar aspirations, but nobody ever pushed her, or she never really thought that she could have that same trajectory. Leotine Price was initially a babysitter and a maid in a house of white people down in Laurel, Mississippi, that assisted her and encouraged her to sing. She went to Ohio Wilberforce University. She then was sponsored initially by Robeson, but there was some flack because of his communist leanings. And then she was sponsored again by her white sponsored family to go on and to train in Juilliard. And then she was off to the races. She received some of the best voice training in the world and played with the Metropolitan Opera, as well as being accompanied by some of the greatest orchestra, including the Vienna Orchestra. And even if you don't really know who she is or don't really follow opera, you can definitely appreciate her range, the beauty of her voice, and the spiritual fell, and how she was an anomaly. First it was Marian Anderson, and then it was Leotine Price, and it will always be Leotine Price, I think. And I think because her voice reminds, in my mom's love for her, unbeknownst to me, and I couldn't appreciate it as a young person, just how beautiful her voice actually was. This is my mom. I can appreciate it now that I'm actually a year older than what my mom was when she passed away. I can appreciate the beauty now. And I wish you always wish you had more time to spend with that person, getting to know them on a different plane and a different level, what they liked and disliked, and why she was so enthralled with this particular woman. And if she really admired her, I don't know. Maybe it was Marian Anderson or another operatic singer, and I just wouldn't have ever known. It's just that this particular artist reminds me so much of her, and I actually get to enjoy this music because it was introduced to me by my mother. So I hope you enjoy this little tiff into classical music, because again, I'm focusing on the run-up to Christmas, on things that bring me joy, and this particular music actually brings me joy. when I saw the previews of this on CBS Morning News this morning, I was immediately laughing like a donkey. Megan Thee Stallion and James Colbert or Corden, I don't know. Yes, James Corden. I was completely tripped out over the remake of Savage Santa. You gotta listen to this. You're gonna get your bounce on. You gotta watch the video, which I actually have included in the extended notes on my blog. But this is freaking hysterical, and I hope you enjoy it.
Santa's back.
Made a list, checked it twice.
He sees you when you're sleeping, bitch.
Well, this is how I plan to end this episode of Tennessee Fro is Reading. I wrote a little bit about my spirit animal and my feelings about the music that I'm enjoying, the Christmas Carol, more typical than atypical. This particular episode, I plan on doing follow-up episodes as I conclude my reading on Christmas Shopaholic, but I'll probably do that tomorrow. And don't forget to navigate to writersblockcoffee.com and use my promo code 10FROWISREADING to receive 10% off of your orders, as well as a Libris. They still have a special going on using the promo codes that I'll actually include in the extended notes of this episode. And of course, 74 million people were wrong, I think, and they all need a bag of gummy penises. So navigate to shipabagofdicks.com and use my promo code MaryDicks to receive up to 20% off of your order, as well as shipping to ship these fools anonymous gummy penises and chocolate dicks. And tell them that Tim Fro sent you. As well as tune in tomorrow for the upcoming episode for Tim Fro is Reading, the 12 podcasts of Christmas. And as always, I hope you enjoyed this episode just as much as I enjoyed creating it. And thank you for listening.